Portland's longest standing citizen police oversight board is the Citizen Review Committee, which is part of the Auditor's Office Independent Police Review Division, or IPR. The CRC is an 11-member, all-volunteer body that hears appeals of police misconduct cases. The CRC has a strict standard of review that requires its members to consider only the evidence that internal police investigators had available to them. The CRC cannot gather or consider new evidence. Right now, the CRC is recruiting new applicants to fill 5 positions, reaching the end of their terms this year. The CRC has seen both unprecedented success and slightly more typical upheaval over the past year, culminating in the resignation of several members, including Committee Chair Kristen Malone. For more on the recruitment process and the current state of the Citizen Review Committee, KBOO reporter Sam Bowman spoke to Irene Konev, IPR's Senior Community Outreach Coordinator. We should say that a number of the CRC's cases, including many of those covered by KBOO in the past few years, have focused on police responses to protest events. However, this interview was conducted in the days before this past weekend's major demonstrations and does not address the numerous documented instances of questionable police behavior during those events.
So there's currently a recruitment effort underway for the CRC, the Citizen Review Committee.
Yes.
How many positions are being filled right now?
So we have 5 people terming out, which means that the 5 people who are on the Citizen Review Committee need to reapply for their positions again. And the 5 people that are on will compete for the positions with the other people, the new people that are applying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So currently, how many positions are filled on the CRC?
There are a total of 11 positions, and there are 3-year terms, and they go through a rigorous selection process. We find community leaders who understand how our process works, and we try to bring in a broad representation of people to select the applicants. And then the applicants go through an interview process, and this is all per city code that was established when IPR was set up.
Okay. And is there a alternate pool that you draw from for CRC positions?
Yeah, so we try to, because you know this is a volunteer position, and this is it can be a lot of work sometimes, because an appeal can involve many pages of police reports to police records to go through, and so sometimes people, you know, make a commitment of 3 years, but you know, things happen. We've had several members who got promoted. 2 of our members ran for office recently. And so like people move to different positions and so they resign. And so having a pool of alternates ready to go and trained is our process.
Okay. And you mentioned a little bit about some of the outreach that's being done, but just more specifically, what sort of outreach do you do for a recruitment push like this?
Yeah, well, our application is usually up on the website before we begin the active process of recruiting. So I reach out to neighborhood associations and business leaders, colleges, church groups. I have a huge network of people I reach out to, Portland State University, Oregon Health and Science University, Warner Pacific College. I have contacts all over the city. I've been in this job for 11 years now, and I've met a lot of friends who became allies of our work. And so they send it out on their social media. And sometimes we put it on Oregon Live, depending on how many positions we're looking for. And so it's basically networks of networks of networks, how our application goes out, and you know, spending time on the radio and talking about it as well.
All right. So what sort of training would recruits go through before being a fully active member of the CRC?
So we take them through an actual case of how they would review a case that would come before them in appeal process in the appeal process. So we that's about a 3-hour training where we walk them through the this is how the appeal file looks like. Here's a checklist of things to think about. Making sure that they're using a non-biased approach, evidence-based approach to their file review. And we also do a session on trauma-informed approach to this work. We have equity training, equity, diversity, and inclusion training. That is usually within the first. So the first one would be like an overview of who IPR is, Independent Police Review. Like who we are, how we were formed, a little bit of the history. There's often a session from the auditor. She comes in and basically does an overview of her office. This training is done in conjunction with folks from the internal affairs who talk about how to review a police review board case. So it's pretty intense and it's very, we try to prepare our volunteers as much as possible. And then they spend one day a week, one day, like as part of this education process at the training division. Before COVID, it was an in-person training. I don't know how we're going to move forward now. But they basically partner up with a police officer. They deploy a taser. They can use a shooting range. They do automobile maneuvers. They do scenario-based negotiations and things like that. So they basically walk with an officer for a day. And then they're also required to go on a ride along before they review cases.
I'm not sure how to phrase this exactly, but is there a component of the training that that involves members of the community to give new CRC members an idea of sort of the perspective of some sectors of the community on this sort of work?
Are you talking about that they have a better understanding of policing through like
Or
the eyes of different people who may experience police differently?
yeah, I think like the to get an idea of the experience of sort of being policed rather than doing police work.
Right. I'm glad you brought that up because that is the first hour of the equity training. We basically talk about the origins of policing, and we talk about like when was police when did how did policing become part of the process in America, and like basically from way back in the 17, 1800s, and how law enforcement was used in basically the oppression of people, and that like we go through that whole process from that equity lens of what it might feel like to be policed. So that I'm glad you asked that question.
Great, thank you. I know that recently in the, I think I'm telescoping this whole COVID pandemic thing a little bit, so I'm really referring to like the first months of the year and the end of last year. But there were some resignations from the CRC. I think Neil Simon, Daniel Schwartz, and Kristen Malone. Are any of those positions among the ones being filled, or have they been filled
Though,
already?
yeah, thank you for asking that question. Yeah, those positions were filled recently, and the way that we structure the recruitment is so that everybody isn't terming off at the same time. So the positions that you just mentioned, those were filled, and now we're running another recruitment because other positions are terming out. So we're just trying to make sure that there's a rotation of people. So when I first started, they all were terming out at the same time. And what we found was that it was really hard to get like 9, 10 positions at once, and that there wasn't that transfer of knowledge where all the people are new sometimes. But like most people would reapply. But a lot of times we'd have so many new members that a lot of that institutional knowledge was lost. So we try to make sure that as new members are coming on, there are existing members who have some institutional memory.
And so it sounds like this, like five positions being open is sort of a part of the process. It's not more or less than normal.
Yeah, no, it's part of the process because we had another large recruitment 3 years ago, and new members came on and they stayed there 3 terms, and now those terms are up, and so the same people have to reapply for their positions, and it's going to depend on that applicant pool in this recruitment if the current members get selected or not. And like I said, again, that's per city code, but we make sure that there are usually 6 or 7 people on the selection committee, so there's a broad perspective of who gets selected.
Okay. Are you able to talk about who's on that committee at all?
I know that your time is limited. I would love to add that what we're looking for, because a lot of people when I'm doing recruitment are like, what are you looking for? And so if you don't mind, I'd
Oh,
love to
yeah, go
share
ahead.
what we're looking for. So we're looking for someone who can demonstrate ability to be like impartial and objective. And I know that we all come to our own biases about different things, but we're looking at someone who's going to be able to, because the appeals can be brought before the Citizen Review Committee from police officers too. Police officers have the right to bring an appeal to the CRC. Community members have the right to bring an appeal to the CRC. So what we're looking for is someone who's going to be able to see the side of policing, like what it's like to be a police officer, and also the community member. So they have to have that impartial, objective perspective. And obviously, they have to have really good communication and listening skills because these cases are reviewed, are voted on in public. The files are confidential that they read, but they deliberate in public. And so, getting along with each other and really listening, and also listening to complainants or appellants when they're in front of them. So those are really important skills that we're looking for. And they have to be City of Portland residents, or they have to have a business that's registered at the City of Portland. And you alluded to this earlier, they have to be able to understand what it's like to be policed and like some of the historical context, because some of our cases that they hear might have bias, I mean bias based type of pieces of the case that they have to look at. So,
Okay.
and it's a pretty big time commitment too. So it's we ask a lot of our volunteers, but we prepare and train them really well.
Yeah, that was actually my last question was what is the hourly commitment roughly?
So if there's an appeal, so the standard meeting is once a month, from 5:30 to about 7:30 or 8. If it's an appeal, so there's depending, like some appeal cases can have 150 pages of data to review. There might also be video, so there's going to be time involved in reviewing the case. So we broadly, and then sometimes we have 2 appeals a month. That doesn't happen very often, but it can be as intense as 10 hours a week. But for the most part, it's that one monthly meeting that they have to attend the first Wednesday of the month. And if they work in work groups to bring forward policy reviews, then there's also like an hour or two. And volunteers can be really busy and work in several work groups, or they can work on appeals and just attend the meetings. So it's really up to them.
Great. And so if people are interested, they can find the application on IPR's website.
Yes. Yeah. The website is, I don't know if you
PortlandOregon.gov/IPR.
/IPR. Yep.
Okay.
And it's right on the citizen, then if you look on the Citizen Review Committee, it's right there on the left. Yeah, and I can also share my phone number if someone wants to reach out to me and talk about this. The phone number is 503-823-2735, and I'm going to repeat it. It's 503-823-2735.
Great, thank you.
Thank you too.
And is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up?
I just wanted to say that this is really, really important work. Often we get to make some policy recommendations at the CRC level that can impact an entire bureau, and that is where the highest impact the volunteers have. So I would just encourage people who want to see change apply.
Great. Well, Irene Konev, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you too.
That was KBOO reporter Sam Bowman speaking with Irene Konev, the Senior Community Outreach Coordinator at the City Auditor's Independent Police Review Division.